Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. We're back with the Secretary after this.
The movie your wife rented.
We now return to Eleanor's Quilt.
The lottery.
And the winning numbers are not yours.
Hitchhikers.
Bud, you mind if I put this bag in your trunk?
Your second marriage. Your third marriage. In life, there are plenty of ways to try your luck. Your nitrogen fertilizer efficiency isn't one of them. That's why when it's time to top dress your wheat, it pays to add Nutrisphere N Nitrogen Fertilizer Manager. Nutrisphere N helps keep your nitrogen usable to improve your fertilizer efficiency, add flexibility to your application schedule, and boost your bottom line potential. Think of it as insurance for your nitrogen investment, protecting your fertilizer from leaching and volatilization without harming the natural bacteria in your soil. It pays to protect your fertilizer, and Nutrisphere N has been proven to increase potential yield by as much as 10 to 15%. Hey, you can always try your luck in Vegas, but when it comes to top dressing your wheat, bet on Nutrisphere N. Visit Nutrisphere-N.com or call 888-446-GROW. That's 888-446-GROW.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack battled wintry weather to get to the American Farm Bureau Federation convention in Atlanta this week in hopes of repairing some fences with the farm organization on a variety of issues. One issue that he did bring up, the GPSA rule governing livestock and poultry marketing practices. He assured Farm Bureau members that USDA won't move forward on the proposal until it has a full and complete understanding of the economic consequences.
Innovation also requires fair and open markets. It's one of the reasons why we just asked a series of questions during these hearings we have with the Department of Justice and why we've proposed the GPSA rules. And the Farm Bureau correctly suggested to us that we ought to make sure that we have a full and complete understanding of the economic consequences and analysis of those proposed rules. And I want to assure this audience today that that's precisely what we're going to do. Now that we've received 62,000 comments, we have a full range of opinions and thoughts about this. We can take all of that into consideration and take a look in a more meaningful and comprehensive way the concerns that have been expressed in those comments, and that will require Joe Glauber and his team to do a thorough and complete economic analysis, and he's been instructed to do that, and we will not move until that is done so that we know precisely what the impact of those rules will be. But what we want to do, and what every farmer deserves us deserves to have happen, is that we ought to have fair and open markets without necessarily jeopardizing processes that are in place today that might be beneficial to the producer, because I understand and you understand that producers are receiving an ever-shrinking piece of that food dollar, and that's perhaps one of the reasons why we now have roughly one-tenth of the pork producers we had 30 years ago. We've lost 90% of the pork producers, and we've lost roughly a third of our cattle producers.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack talking about the so-called GPSA marketing rule for livestock to Farm Bureau members at their closing general convention session. He did not indicate any sort of a timeline regarding when that economic analysis might be completed. It's kind of an open-end process, it seems. Bob Stallman, president of the American Farm Bureau, for his part, spoke on the GPSA rule in a news conference the day before with reporters, indicating that while Farm Bureau found some things they liked, some things they didn't like about the GPSA rule, they are looking forward to seeing where USDA goes on this process in the days to come. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat growers, you've heard the talk about winter canola. Now there's a one-day meeting where you can check it out for your operation. Attend Canola U in Midwest City at the Reed Conference Center Tuesday, January 18th. Growing winter canola can improve your wheat crop through higher yields and grain quality. Farmers who've had success with canola will be a part of the faculty at Canola U. Agronomics, marketing, rotational benefits, and more will be covered. There's no charge to attend Canola U. Just call 1-855-4-CANOLA or log on to www.canolau.com for more information. Canola U, sponsored by High Plains Journal and Cal.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.